You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. That one Advil did it. My back is feeling much better. Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're about 30 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes after the hour, but thanks for joining us, talking with John Blankenship, who's on the phone recuperating from a broken leg. He was viciously attacked by anti-housing advocates. So we were talking a bit about this project on Modoc and Hollister, and then we wanted to talk. I wanted to talk about dirt and value, and first of all, was I correct when you were last on? I remember this one-third. What does that mean?
Well, it creeps more to that, but a rough rule of thumb back when I started in the 70s was you would pay one quarter of what you would end up selling the project for the land. You would spend two quarters or a half for your whatever you built, and then you would hopefully try to make 25%, which is what even most merchants try to make as your gross before taxes. So we all follow. I mean, business pretty much follows all the same kinds of those kinds of rules. But that was really the rough rule of thumb.
And that's evolved to what?
Well, you end up paying more for dirt. So dirt's come up, and because the process is so long and arduous that you try to increase the profitability if possible. To more like a third because of the great risk. You've got two major great risks that are involved. One being, can you build what it's zoned for, which takes 2 years to find out through the Planning Commission. The other part is, then can you sell the product at the end? Will you hit a market like last year, or will you hit a market like this year?
Yeah, that's of course, the cost of land's gone up, the cost has gone up, the cost of building, and everything is gone up, while, of course, the cost of housing has gone up. So you've got some balance there for you, I guess, or do you?
Well, let me give you one quick example. Was my drywaller told me that in 2003 we were paying $3 for a sheet of drywall, which everybody uses. And today that same sheet of simple drywall is $14. So it's gone up over four times. And everything else has gone up considerably, but not as much, say, as drywall or concrete or steel. Steel is another one of the huge increases, and the demand to be putting it in your house is more for the seismic. So structures they keep increasing, the engineers keep increasing the size and the amount of steel in anything you do.
So what can you pay for dirt?
Well, entry level right now, and the cheapest dirt in town that I've seen is right around $100 a square foot. So that's entry level. If you can find a better place, location, say down across the freeway, anywhere that you're looking towards the ocean, you're closer to $150 a square foot. Or if you're a select downtown, say like on Figueroa, or any of those kinds of locations where it's you're right in the heart of Pueblo Viejo, then you're looking more like the 150 number.
So on a 5,000 square foot parcel, that's anywhere from 500,000 to 750,000.
That's affirmative.
Boy, that's a lot of money for dirt.
It is a lot of money, but there isn't any.
You mentioned the what is it, Pueblo Viejo district?
Yes.
I actually showed a property down on East Figueroa, right across the street from where your project. Just next to the police station, and boy, it's a small crackerjack of a house. It's very nice. It's got a garage, which is a big plus.
Yeah, it has a garage, but it's as tiny as you get, and a great location. But there's a whole bunch of those little bungalow guys, and they will never be removed or changed a whole lot. They just get spiffied up. So that's what somebody has done there, and it's. They came out at around $700,000 for a 400 square foot.
Yeah, they're down to $670,000. I think they started at $699,000. I think the parcel, God, if that house is 400 square feet, that parcel, I should know this. I don't think it's 1,700 square foot parcel.
I can't remember that part either. I would just always use that as looking at the probably one of the higher priced for the amount of square feet that you get. But right. It is a nice location. You're on a quiet street, and you're close in to the courthouse. You get close to the courthouse is a really nice situation.
It's good. Be good for rental too. A furnished rental.
Oh yeah. Anybody working downtown would like to be there. And there's one right across the street from an old Victorian that's just come on the market, and it's been sitting a while because it's historical, and so you can't really do much with it.
Are you talking about the triplex?
No, it is.
Because that's in escrow.
Is it at the yellow one next to on the opposite side of the street? There's an old Victorian, what they call Lake District Victorian, that's for sale.
Okay.
And
I know Catty Corner. I don't know if that's is that Laguna? What's that cross street there?
It's Garden.
Garden. There is a rental that goes on there, and I think they were getting. Oh, I don't want to say it was a significant amount of money for a furnished rental. A one bedroom.
Well, rents have gone up, Mark. That's one of the things with what's happened with the slowdown in sales is that rents have really firmed. And if it's hard to find something downtown or anywhere close because people are really getting tired of this driving, commuting thing. So rents have firmed up stronger than I've seen in many years.
That's interesting observation. You know, I mean, that's not my bailiwick, but I try to keep a look at it, and I'm glad to get that information from you. You're talking about rents. I mentioned the Urban Village, which is the proposal recently about the downtown Santa Barbara bus depot, corner of Carrillo and Chapala. And I don't know much about it except just the article in the paper, and they've been making noise about that for years. To do some major project there. And one of the questions is, do they build affordable houses for resale or do they build rentals? And I think finally someone was sane enough on the city council to say rentals.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I believe in the rentals more because it's probably the kinds of folks that work downtown probably move every once in a while. The thing is that they can probably control it better. The city can control the rentals better than they can the owner actually sell the units and try to keep it. The key to it is trying to keep it affordable for its life. I see. You can't let it all of a sudden go to the market after 10 or 15 years, which is one of the mistakes they have made.
Yeah, that's so unfortunate. It's so heartbreaking. And then it's out. Well, then these people profit, and then the other people can't get it.
No, that's true. I mean, you take it away, and yet you're pushing on everybody else to try to do more of it, and how much can you do? I've heard there's 3,200 affordable units in Santa Barbara, and I just wonder what the limit is, because unfortunately, and a lot of people would disagree with me, but they just... I just don't believe in that kind of thing. So I've always seen when the government gets involved, we have what's happened with the county. There's no accountability. It's there's fraud and corruption, and it's a really unfortunate thing.
Well, the pot's really been stirred on this, and maybe something will actually happen, we hope, if people really pay attention and maybe clean house and do something about it. You know... Am I a hypocrite? I support private property rights. I think it's a shame if a property in a given area is zoned for 4 units and someone like you buys it and you have to wait 2 years to confirm that you can build the 4 units. And I don't mean that you're going to, you know, make them 6 stories and all this kind of stuff, but within the basic parameters, I support you on things like that. But yet on the other hand, I'm a little concerned about the eastern Goleta Valley and plugging up, you know, changing the density on land that's either ag or one that's specifically owned by the school district, just exponentially increasing the density. and then would end up personally affecting me because I live in kind of a cul-de-sac community right adjacent to it. My fear is that they're going to open it up and so infect an entire neighborhood by opening up a street. But that notwithstanding, you know, I don't seem to get behind increasing the density, and yet I support you. So how big of a hypocrite am I?
Not very big. It's like all of us are. It's nobody wants it next to us or in our backyard. Even the real advocates of the housing thing don't want it where they particularly they live, from the Mickey Flex to whoever. I've seen it somewhere else is where they want it.
Right.
So that's wonderful, unless you're the one that where they're popping right next down to, or the fact that it's going to increase the traffic. I mean, everybody's always about traffic, parking, density. Those are all the catchwords. And, of course, all the politicians want to run on more affordable housing and getting workforce housing. And really, fellows like myself that are out there, besides trying to make a living, we are trying to do workforce housing when you stay below a million for Santa Barbara. Not everybody can live in Santa Barbara, unfortunately. But it's a real tough one. I really see the city being better at this than the county right now.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, go ahead.
Well, I just got in the whole Nolita and that. If you follow all that, it's just really no clear answers. And as they search around for a site for this, they then anger one group after another. So it doesn't seem to be any easy solution.
Right, and I think even if they build a couple of these things, I mean, it's going to help a small number of people, but it's not really going to make a dent and solve anything overall. Anyway, great of you to call in. You sound, despite the medication, you sound clear-headed.
Oh, thanks.
You got some good pain pills? Can I stop
and
pick some up?
Do you like Vicodin? That's great stuff.
Yeah, save it. If this back thing doesn't get better, I might have to come
by. Oh, yeah. I've got some extras for you. It's always a pleasure to be on, Mark.
Hey, you know, zoning report's going up to $250 each and $200 for condos.
Oh, yeah. Everything keeps going up.
It was $90 when I started in 1988.
Oh, yeah. No.
John, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark.
Have a great 4th.
Okay,
take care of your leg.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. John Blankenship. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate will come back with the 4th and final segment with the weekly multiple listing sales update.